Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Art Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, LLC Quick Start Guide by Matthew C. Lewis is a practical business guide focused on the legal and administrative foundations of forming a limited liability company in the United States. Written for beginners. It explains why entrepreneurs often choose an LLC structure, how that structure can help separate business liabilities from personal assets, and what steps are involved in creating and maintaining the entity. The book is positioned less as a theory-heavy legal text and more as an accessible handbook for readers who need clear direction on filing formation documents, setting up an operating agreement, and understanding the tax choices that follow. Its central purpose is to reduce confusion around entity formation and give new business owners a workable framework for protecting personal property while staying compliant with basic business requirements. Because it is written by a small business attorney, the book emphasizes practical legal process rather than abstract business advice. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why LLC formation is presented as the first protection step for new business owners. The discussion also helps readers understand that the value of an LLC is partly organizational. By creating a distinct legal entity, an owner can begin to separate business activity from personal finances and obligations. That separation is central to the book's message and explains why the author repeatedly returns to the theme of protection. The practical implication is that formation should happen early enough for the legal shield to matter, not after a problem already exists. This makes the book especially relevant to people who are still in the planning stage or who have already started operating informally and need to formalize their structure. Secondly, step-by-step formation guidance for articles of organization and operating agreements. The value of this topic is that it turns an abstract legal process into a sequence of understandable actions. Readers learn not only what the documents are, but why each one matters to the business as it grows. That is significant because mistakes at this stage can create confusion later about authority, member rights, or business procedures. The book therefore encourages a deliberate approach to setup, where the owner builds a usable legal framework from the start. This makes it useful for entrepreneurs who want to avoid vague arrangements and instead create a business structure that is easier to manage and defend if challenged. Thirdly, understanding LLC taxation without treating taxes as an afterthought. The book's tax discussion also reflects a common beginner problem. Many owners form a company first and only later realize they do not understand the tax implications of that decision. By addressing taxes early, the book encourages readers to think about structure and compliance together. This reduces the chance of avoidable surprises and helps owners plan for obligations instead of reacting to them at filing time. The benefit is not only tax awareness but better decision-making, since the owner can weigh simplicity, reporting burden, and possible tax outcomes more intelligently. In a category where tax explanation is often either too technical or too shallow, the book's approach is to make the subject manageable without pretending it is trivial. Fourthly, maintaining compliance through daily operations and long-term entity upkeep. This topic is especially valuable because the effectiveness of limited liability depends not only on creation but on consistent behavior over time. If personal and business activity are treated casually, the separation the LLC is supposed to provide can become weaker in practice. The book's focus on maintenance, therefore, helps readers understand that protection is a continuing responsibility, not a one-time event. By bringing daily business operations into the discussion, it shows how legal compliance and business discipline are linked. That perspective is useful for readers who want a durable structure rather than a symbolic one. Since the long-term value of an LLC depends on whether the owner keeps the entity properly managed. Lastly, a beginner-friendly legal handbook written for entrepreneurs who need clear, usable direction. The book also appeals to readers because it focuses on common pain points, protecting assets, choosing a tax approach, filing formation documents, and staying compliant. Those are the exact issues most beginners need to understand. So the book is well aligned with the stage of business development it targets. Compared with broader startup books, it is more specialized and more operational. Compared with dense legal references, it is more readable and practical. That balance is what gives it value in its category. It is not trying to cover every aspect of entrepreneurship. Instead, it concentrates on the legal and tax mechanics that matter most when setting up an LLC correctly. In conclusion, LLC Quick Start Guide is best suited for new entrepreneurs. Solo business owners, freelancers, and small business founders who need a clear introduction to forming and maintaining a limited liability company. It is also useful for readers who have already started operating informally and now want to formalize their business structure with more confidence. Its main benefit is practical clarity. It explains the purpose of an LLC, the basic formation documents, the tax questions that follow. and the ongoing habits needed to keep the entity in good standing. Readers looking for an introductory legal business handbook will likely find it more directly useful than general startup books because it stays focused on entity formation and asset protection. What makes it stand out in the crowded beginner business category is its narrow and useful scope. Rather than spreading attention across branding, marketing, or entrepreneurship theory, it concentrates on the legal mechanics of creating an LLC and making that structure work in daily practice. That specialization gives the book a clear identity and makes it a strong fit for readers who want actionable guidance on one of the most important early decisions in business. Formation. If you would like to support Matthew C. Lewis, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.